If you're looking for a place to get all your lifestyle tips and news, it's right here on Tea Life.
TFM. Hey, what's up? TFM's Tea Life here. It is your boy TP. Okay, so today the first banana recipe that I managed to find is the banana oat cookies recipe. First step is to mash up your bananas. I'm pretty sure like all this recipe that uses bananas need to mush your bananas. And then add in melted peanut butter, vanilla extract, honey or maple syrup, chocolate chips, and also rolled oats. Now make sure it's rolled oats because it's going to be even better when you bake it and not using quick oats. So there's a difference. Now mix it all well, place them in the size of a tablespoon on the baking tray, make it into like a small, I would say like as big as a 50 cent coin. If you want bigger, you can go for a bigger size. Now then bake them at 200 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. This could be an easy breakfast to make and store them for a few days in your fridge. It's nutritious, delicious, and packed with loads of proteins. TFM.
That's refreshing, just like Tea Life on TFM.
Ahoy, ahoy, and I show TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TP. Now, time for some delicious banana bars. This is the banana bar. First, again, mush your bananas. Like I said, all these recipes require you to mush them up. Next, in a bowl, add melted butter, brown sugar, 2 eggs, and vanilla extract together. After that, add in your mashed banana, and finally, add in self-raising flour. Pour the batter that you just made onto the baking mold and bake at 180 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes. Cut them into slices and you're done. You can cut them into like bars. I gotta say this recipe actually looks quite similar to your daily banana bread, but the author calls it banana bars because on top she would put frostings like whipping cream or fresh cream. But most importantly, this is very, very delicious. Banana bake stuff is almost as good as it is. So make sure to go try out these banana bars. TFM.
Food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. You're back with your boy TP here. Alright, for the last recipe for banana, let me just say this is not for the faint of heart, yeah? I saw this recipe and it's said to be a traditional Naples banana pizza recipe. However, after I watched it, I had a cultural shock. I was really, really shocked. Anyway, so start off by mashing your bananas, then lay them flat onto your frying pan and slightly fry them until the bottom side is a little bit of golden brown. Next, spread some tomato sauce on top and top it with some mozzarella cheese. Legit. It's like how you make pizza, but just that you're not using a pizza crust or with flour. This is using banana. Now bake it at 180 degrees Celsius for 10 to 15 minutes and you have yourself an Italian traditional banana pizza. Well, I don't know if Italians would agree with this, but if you're adventurous enough, go try this banana pizza. And most importantly, do not tell anyone that I share this with you or I might get cancelled for sharing this incredible or I might say unique recipe, yeah? TFM.